Hello, friends. May I present my charming partner, Miss Rosemary Clooney?
Thank you, Bing. I hope I'm not disrupting anything.
Au contraire, Rosemary. We are glad to have you here.
Bing, are you sure my being on the show with you doesn't inconvenience you?
No inconvenience at all.
Now, you can tell me if it does.
What are you stabbing at here, kid?
Well, I know when you used to do your show alone, you used to broadcast from a hammock that was strung between these two microphones.
I wonder where that hammock is now.
I think you're wearing it. It's attractive, though.
These stripes do anything for me, dear?
Yes, they do.
It's the new lowered waistline look that I'm trying to affect, Rosie. I think this fringe is in a happy spot. Don't you think you agree?
I can hardly stand it, shall we sing?
Oh, we better.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I think I'll climb back into my hammock. Would you sing something soothing?
I'm just delighted to do it. How's this? Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Go to sleep now, my darling. While the night wind through the tree sings a lullaby for you. Go to sleep, my dearest one. Sleep and dream now, my darling, for you're safe in my arms, in my arms. Go to sleep, my dearest one.
sleep and dream now, my darling, for you're safe in my arms, in my arms all night through.
Now I wonder if we could persuade Mr. Crosby to get to work.
Yeah, will you chirp something for us, Bing?
Oh, I certainly will. For this type of work, I need very little urging. Think of an evening in June, under a crystal-like moon. Think of an old Spanish tune, you're in Avalon Town. Closing your eyes for a while, a tropical isle, studded with flowers that smile, you're in Avalon Town. Romance lingers through every hour, romance beckons with all her power to you. Think about old Captain Kidd, think of the chest that he hid, dream that you've opened the lid, you're in Avalon Town.
Wedding anniversaries. And what nicer way to remember all those happy couples than with a Norcross greeting card? You'll find a marvelous selection of Norcross greeting cards for weddings and wedding anniversaries, and every one of them as beautiful as a bride's bouquet. So for weddings or wedding anniversaries, or for any occasion, pick the nicest cards on the rack. Pick the cards with the N on the back.
loved it, Bud, but don't leave now. Stay right where you are. Now, what's next here?
Bing, are you interested in inventions?
Oh, yeah, I sure am, Ken. Matter of fact, well, you could say I'm a pushover for the latest gadget or newfangled appliance that comes along. I go.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you ever invented anything?
Well, I've been given credit for thinking up the shirt tail that can be worn either outside or inside the trousers.
I know.
Yeah. But I don't know for sure if I was the first to think of it. At least I neglected to take out a patent on it.
Well, that shirt tail hardly qualifies you as the Benjamin Franklin of the 20th century.
I agree, that's true, but why should I invent anything anyway?
Bing invented Bo-Bo-Bo-Boo, didn't he?
Oh, sure he did. You know, we're all potential inventors anyway.
You think so?
Oh, I think so. I know so. For instance, an English TV show sent out a call for needed inventions. Well, it just resulted in a deluge of new ideas.
Well, I'll be darned. What are some of the crying needs in the opinion of amateur British inventors these days?
Oh, they had some beauties.
Yeah?
Yeah, one fellow wrote in and suggested roller skates that wouldn't roll back while going uphill.
Good. A safety factor indeed for people who skate uphill.
Well, personally, I always skate on the level.
Dead on the level.
Dead on the level.
You know, another...
A wild sort of devil.
There was another potential inventor who thought it was about time that square mothballs were put on the market.
Well, those conventional round ones, they do roll around a lot. They're an annoyance.
Well, that fella had something, I think. Square ones would be better at that.
Yeah, this is just a thought, but do you suppose it'd make any difference to the moths?
Well, I really don't know. I could check.
Take a little poll, will you, and get back to me.
Right,
what else, Ken?
I'll check with the boys. Well, a lady wrote in and wanted bed sheets marked so that bed making would be easy.
How did she want the bed sheets marked?
I suppose top and bottom, huh?
I suppose. You really want to get technical, though, Rosie. I suppose they could also be marked head and feet.
With arrows pointing the way.
And a road map under the pillow.
No possible way to get lost.
And a flare on the nightstand, huh? Any more suggestions?
Well, here's a girl who would like to see someone invent a device that would keep her skirts from billowing up while riding a bicycle.
What's wrong with slacks or Bermuda shorts?
Well, apparently this girl wants to wear a skirt, that's all.
Well, what about a 3 or 4 inch lead border on skirts? That ought to handle it.
Well, I don't know, Bing. A skirt that heavy might be awfully hard to keep secure at the waist.
Whoop.
You know something? You're right.
Back to the bloomers, girls, I guess. Back to the bloomers.
Yeah, personally, I'd like to see bloomers come back.
Personally, I'd like to see you wear them.
Oh, I hope I'm with you.
See, incidentally, did you know that it's true that if you, if you invent a better mousetrap and, you know, the rest of the thing...
I thought that was just a slogan.
No, it's really true. It seems that one British inventor spent night after night watching mice in his kitchen merrily stealing little pieces of cheese from a conventional mousetrap.
That makes a nice evening, doesn't it, sitting around watching the mice steal cheese?
You suppose this could be a slap at British TV?
It could be. Well, I think anyway this fellow got the idea to put the cheese under the trap trigger instead of on top of it. And he caught every mouse that came along.
And they're beating a path to his door, is that it?
Are they? I understand this fellow sold millions of mouse traps already.
Well, what do you know? I'd like to see someone invent a better mousetrap than that.
Well, you know they will, Bing.
No.
That's what the old slogan's about.
No
someone,
way.
Sure, somebody will come up with an improved job even on this improvement.
Well, personally, I'm going to get busy on square mothballs. That's
I think you have something there. If you can find the square moths,
I think I have a flash. Now, how about cubes of sugar that have the word sugar printed on them in bright red letters so they won't be confused with the new square mothballs when they come out. You need there something like
what
that.
What a mind!
Ah, you see, Rosie, one thing leads to another.
Biggest thing I've come up with since my shirt tail. I may apply for a patent, you know, on this sugar cube.
I think you should do so by all means. Now, how about some music, sugar?
How sweet of you to ask.
Honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Well, I don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, so sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Taking sips from your tasty lips, honey fairly drips. Confection, goodness knows that honeysuckle rose.
I think it'd be sweet, Rosie, if you just signed a tie things up with a pretty pink ribbon.
Glad to, Bing. Shall I make a real fancy bow?
I'll hold my finger on the knot for you.
Thank you.
No, don't get my finger.
Get my fill, and Mr. Crosby's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? I like it. How about you?
Well, Rosie, so concludes another session. It's been delightful.
Thank you, Bing. And thanks also to our friends listening in.
Oh, yes, by all means, thanks to them. Come on, Rosie, I'll give you a ride home, huh?
I'm right with you.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie.